This is Sean with Voices LeVon, and I'm speaking with Jim Lear, the owner of Whistle Media Group. Jim, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. So if you could kind of tell me a little bit about your company, first off, what type of digital marketing services do you do for your clients?
Sure, absolutely. So the backbone of most digital marketing companies is going to be website development and SEO, you know, helping people climb the search rankings for Google, Yahoo, and Bing, as well as building and designing great websites. We also do a lot of social media, you know, campaigns and content, as well as, you know, infographics and so on, branding. We're a full-service digital marketing agency.
Okay. And what really made you motivated to go into this space?
So, you know, honestly, I spent 10 years on the other side of things. I helped build out an e-commerce website that, you know, sort of morphed into a distributorship. And I was tasked with, you know, working with digital marketing companies to drive leads and clicks and so on to our website and our business. And so I spent a lot of time as a buyer, you know, in this industry. And I really saw what it took for digital marketing to be successful. And I saw, you know, in certain cases where it wasn't quite as successful. So I really got to learn, you know, the landscape and who's good and who really knows what they're doing. And I was fascinated by it. I was fascinated to see, you know, wow, all of a sudden, you know, our phone calls are up, our web leads are up, you know, just by hiring the right digital marketing folks. So eventually I put together a team and launched my own business.
And where are you originally from?
I grew up in southern Indiana, down in the Santa Claus area. People from Indiana will be familiar with Holiday World. Grew up right in that area. Went to Ball State, so went more northern Indiana for college, and now I live on the northwest side of Indianapolis.
And I've heard you have a very lovely wife and a beautiful daughter. What are their names?
I do. My wife's Heather. We've been married now for, will be 8 years. It has just been 8 years this past August. And we have a little four-year-old named Phoebe Grace, who is a handful and a lot of fun.
That's great. So back to the clients. What's, like, when you start engaging a client, what's the process they can expect?
So, you know, initially, I just find out, you know, why are they talking to me? You know, there's a reason that they feel like they need help with their online footprint. And then sort of open it up to them and let them tell me about their business and, you know, what's working, what's not working, and see if there's an area where we can come in and really improve what they're doing.
Okay. And then how long of a turnaround does it take for things to start happening, or let's say they want to get a website, or, you know, how can they kind of gauge timing working with you?
Sure. On a web, something like a website, you know, typically 4 to 6 weeks for the design process, and that you know, that begins with a detailed interview with the client. So, you know, we jump on a call or sit down in person and really walk through everything they're doing and really try to gauge, you know, who they are, who their competition is, what their competition's doing, what they like and don't like about what their competition's doing, and what they'd like to do better. And then if they say, yeah, you know, let's do this, this is great, then the design phase usually takes 4 to 6 weeks. Now, if you're talking about something like SEO, you know, so SEO, a lot of that's going to be built into the website. You really have to do, you know, the correct wording, tags, you know, metadata, that kind of thing on the back end. But then when you do a proactive SEO campaign, you really need to give it 6 months. You know, at the six-month mark is when you start to see, okay, you know, say an HVAC company or what have you. It's a highly competitive industry. There's a ton of names out there. You know, now you're going to see your business climbing those search rankings when people in your area, you know, are looking for what, you know, the goods and services you have to offer. And, you know, from 6 months to a year, then you really start to see, you know, that make an impression. Some of the other creative things, you know, social media campaigns, we can roll those out in a couple weeks. You know, we have some folks who can put together some great content in a few weeks and start, you know, and get to work on the campaign.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you do a lot of different service solutions for your clients. I really appreciate your time, and if you'd like to expand upon, you know, the other areas, we could always talk further, but I think this is going to be a nice overview for people that you might be working with, that they can get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing I would add, Sean, is when I talk about these different services, what I've done, the team I've put together that I think separates us from some other digital marketing folks out there, is don't have one team that considers themselves experts at all of those things. They all collaborate, but I have folks who have spent a career building websites. I have other folks who have spent a career working on SEO. I have other folks who have spent their career becoming experts at how to market yourself on social media and write content. So, you know, I'm sort of the team lead and help all of them collaborate.
Okay.
But we have experts in each specific area, which I think really shines, you know, really, really sets us apart when people start to work with us.
That's great. That totally makes sense, too. If you get the top guys and you become the point to be able to quarterback the entire campaign, that's very important, and it's great to hear that you've got those people to be able to help your clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you interviewing me, and, yeah, we look forward to, you know, working closely with Voices Live On as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Sean.